Welcome to the AgroCast, the official podcast of AgroGamer.com. This is episode 81, and I, of course, am Brian Bentley. With me, as always, are David Becker and Corey Dockendorf. What's going on, guys?
Hello.
Not too much.
Yeah. You know, I really love the software. I just can't tell you how much. I feel it inside. I just got to hug it. Man, I want to stab this thing. Anyway,
moving on.
Yeah. Okay, so it has been a few weeks, but I'm glad we got on before I take off for a little week trip. And so what's going on, guys? I mean, it's been a couple weeks. What have you guys been seeing out there?
You want to take this one, Corey, or you want me to go first? Or
what have I been seeing out there? Are we talking about, you know, playing or just life in general?
Well, start with life in general, and then we'll move up, you know?
You know, busy working.
And then we'll move up to the important things.
Well, yeah,
like what you're playing.
No, just keeping busy, you know, trying to keep up with all the games coming out in the next coming months, with all the news. Dungeons & Dragons 3, obviously, is coming up, and Hunted is coming up, and then what else do I got going on? I'm going to BlizzCon, so I'm looking forward to that, by the way. So I will be doing... I'm going to try and do some coverage for that when that comes up in October. And that's about it. Reading the internets. That's what I've been up to.
So you're going to start playing WoW again?
Yeah.
Oh!
Don't be mad.
Suckered back in.
It's going to happen. It's got to happen. It's just the natural cycle of things.
What you should have said is, no, I'm just planning on playing Diablo in the next StarCraft expansion.
I'm sorry, World of Warcraft is like Lion King, man. It's the circle of life.
You know, Corey, like, holds his kids up to the monitor and, you know, like in the whole Lion King format.
I do,
know?
It's awesome. Like, trolls and orcs come out, they all come down underneath this, like, mountain, and then, like, Deathwing comes over and you can hear the music in the background. It's awesome. How about you, David?
For me... mostly getting ready for that little convention that's coming up in a few weeks, E3.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, trying to pretty much square away all of the interviews and all that stuff and travel and all that stuff to actually get out there. That's been my big thing besides just the same old everything else.
Yeah, you better not stick me with that entire hotel bill.
Oh, I won't do that. I won't. No, that'd be a little uncouth of me to say.
How unkind.
I won't you know who you.
Oh, be nice. Be nice.
Okay.
Be nice. on this end, things are actually going pretty well. I'm still enjoying my time on my medical leave and doing nothing. Been doing some reading and, you know, trying to better my personal self, but overall, just been enjoying some time with the wife and, you know, not being stressed out about work for once. You know, it's actually been really, really nice.
I need it sometime soon.
I want to do that.
Yeah.
I get that gig.
Yeah, and I'm going to be doing some sweet traveling. I'm going to see my brother in Iowa this week, this weekend. I mean, granted, Iowa is not exactly the most exciting part. And then I'll be seeing David in next month, 33.
Sorry about that.
Won't be seeing Corey, thankfully. No, but I won't be. Then we're going to England and Ireland for a week. My wife has a conference that she's going to, and I'm going to tag along, and we're going to spend a couple of nights in Dublin on the way back and have a small second honeymoon type thing. So
you better drink a Guinness while you're out there for me.
Oh yeah, you think?
Yeah,
you think?
I want you. Yeah. Really, I want you to consume it while saying my name is what I want.
That would be the.
If you choke, you're doing it wrong.
Some of the things you could say with that.
I know. What, cup the balls? I don't.
Mind the stepchildren.
Hello. Anyway, we do have to kind of keep to a format today, so because I know Mr. David has somewhere to be. So let's get right into what you've been playing, David. Why don't you start us off?
Surprisingly, I haven't actually been playing all that much. I've been catching up on a few little bit of Portal, some Mortal Kombat, stuff like that. I actually tried to play Gears of War. But I think that game hates me so much that after I finish the first chapter, even though the disc is completely clean, it says the disc is dirty and I cannot continue on with the game. So, yeah. I think Gears of War just hates me just as much as I hate the hype that goes behind it and everybody's love for it. So outside of that, the only other things I've been doing is pretty much sitting around trying to build my own game.
Ooh. And give us a little hint. What platform are we talking about?
Well, I'm using the Unreal Engine, and the really cool thing about it is I've got the UDK set up to where it can export to PS3, Xbox, PC, and the iOS.
Nice.
So hopefully, if all's said and done, all those platforms.
Good deal. I'm in.
And you should be completely finished by 2040.
Hopefully.
Screw yeah. that. You need to be done by like June.
Well, I'm just one guy. I don't have any artists, so it's a lot of editing, clip art, and stuff like that I can find that's free, and so I can find someone to actually do some 3D modeling and drawing and all that. But
do you hear that, artists listening to our podcast? There's a man, a myth, a legend, building a game. Volunteer. Let's do this.
Well, I will test it for you.
Okay.
You're a good friend.
I'm done.
I won't even do that.
Well,
Corey will just sit there and be like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Well,
software testing is what I do.
No, it's valid.
It's my job. It is my job.
Well, Corey, let's really cool. review it.
Yeah, I'll review it. Sure, I'll review it. Absolutely.
Okay, so basically, if you want a perfect review on this, it just has to say, like, wow.
No,
oh, I forgot that. That's like the title screen. It's just World of Warcraft. It has the same gates and fire and all that stuff, even though
yeah.
the game is
brilliant.
Different.
Period. End review.
Can I just put, like, perfect in the review? That's it? Perfect.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Because I don't
period.
Want scores. I don't want those scores. I don't want to know those Metacritic scores.
No, I'll just put winning.
But that's really awesome, David, that you're actually trying to follow your dream.
Well, I figure I can't get into the industry right now. Might as well just try to build my own niche in.
There you go. All right. Corey.
Yo.
Light us up.
Man, I don't play video games. I don't know what's wrong with you people. No, actually, what have I been playing? I've been playing
WoW.
You know what? No. Actually, no. I haven't gone back into WoW just yet. I'm making my comeback here in probably a couple weeks. I got a bunch of stuff coming out. Like I said, with Dungeons Siege 3 coming out, Fable 3 coming out for PC, which I cannot wait for. I've actually been playing Dungeons Siege 2, trying to finish out the campaign so that I'm caught up before Dungeons Siege 3 is released next week. And I'm actually playing Brink right now. Now, I don't know what everybody's deal is with the lag issues, but that's probably because they're playing on the PlayStation Network, and I play on a real computer, so I don't have that issue. So I haven't had a single lag issue. I really have, and I'm finalizing the review, so expect to see that this week because I have mixed feelings about it.
I've heard that a lot.
Well, it has the potential to be a fantastic game. Unfortunately, it is not at that level yet, and I'll kind of divulge more of that in the review. But if their DLC content comes out the way that it should, they can make this, the next Team Fortress 2, really. So.
Wow.
But that's what I've been up to.
You know, the PlayStation 3 used to be a real computer, but then they stopped letting people put Linux on it.
Oh.
Well, they stopped letting people log online with it, too.
Yeah.
Hey-o. Oh.
That's for another podcast, because I can
too
go
low,
on
too low.
That.
Yeah, I'd say it's too soon, but that thing got hacked, like, I don't know, a year ago at this point. on this end, I really have been kind of focused on. I got back into Persona 4.
Oh God!
Yeah, and I actually finally finished it around the 98-hour mark, and got the bad ending.
All of that work and still got the bad ending.
Yeah, I'm like, I was sitting there two nights ago, and it was like 2 a.m, and I'm just like sitting, I'm like. This can't be right. This has to be... Oh, shit, I got the bad ending. Son of a bitch!
I'd probably throw the game through the window at that point. I'd be like, I don't want to play anymore.
Well,
so.
Now, well, and here's the thing is, and maybe this is a topic for down the road, but it was actually one of those things where the game is so well built, is so good, that I actually was like, okay, I'm starting again because I want to make this happen. I want to save people and I want to do all these, like, that's how well the game is designed. It made me, even after 98 hours, it made me want to start playing again.
Wow. That's a bit much.
That's actually a pretty good game then, design-wise.
So, I mean, I actually have gotten now, like, they actually let you, since I am playing again, they let you keep a few things, so I'm able to not have to focus on those pieces anymore, because I'm already completely built out in that area. So, like, they have a couple, like, you know, like, understanding and confidence and diligence, and, like, all these characteristics, I've already built those all the way out, so I don't have to worry about those anymore. I can just focus on the social links. I mean, but now I'm up to over 110 hours on my save game, and I wouldn't think that I would be putting 110 hours into a game myself either, but I don't know, man. I love this game.
Wow.
I am, like, the minute that Atlas says that they have Persona 5 ready, I am going to be all over that like crazy. This is ridiculous. I honestly haven't really been playing much of anything else. I've been reading a lot, so I haven't really been playing a whole lot of games.
And you're mad because I want to play WoW again? I mean, really? I sink my life into a game, but I didn't get the bad ending. I'm just saying.
You got the bad ending by how much money you've dumped into it.
There is no ending.
Exactly.
Yeah, see, that's how you know you got the bad one.
It's a callback. It's the circle of life. Shut up.
I'm telling you, I can still see Corey hold to the monitor. I'm just saying. I have to say, though, I stopped playing my 3DS. I don't even pick it up anymore.
Really? Not at all?
Yeah. No. I just stopped.
It's because it's still a DS. Whether it's 3D or not, it's still a DS.
I don't have any desire to play anything on it, really. I mean, I think on these next few trips, I'll probably bring Chrono Trigger and try to finish that up when I'm on the plane and stuff. But other than that, Alice is putting out Devil Summoner Overclocked, which is another Shin Megami Tensei game. So maybe I'll buy that for 3DS. But other than that, I haven't played the thing at all.
Wow. Yeah, well, all good things must come to an end.
That was good money spent, right?
Oh, yeah.
About
that.
It was a good idea at the time.
Mm. Hey, it was awesome when I saw it last year at E3.
It was great. It was great when they were like, you know, it's 3D. And everybody's like, oh, awesome. And then everybody bought one and they're like, yeah, so it's 3D.
Right.
Well, it didn't help that, you know, they said, it's 3D, it's awesome, play it. By the way, in a couple of, you know, in about a year or so, we're going to have the new Wii out.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
and then, you know, they're probably going to kick out another handheld.
While you're at it.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but then they also said, oh, yeah, you know, like all those features you were supposed to get? Yeah, you're not going to get those for, like, I don't know, 5 months.
We're working on them still.
I hope that's okay. Like, oh, well, all right, cool.
Well, at least you could bring your 3DS to E3 and get a bunch of, you know...
Street passes.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's...
From people you probably never ever see again.
I honestly walked over to the stop just so I could get a street pass, one. to see what would happen.
Classic.
Yeah. Was it everything you hoped for?
No. Oh. No. Actually, I got my ass kicked in the Street Fighter Street Pass game thing. Yeah, it was awesome. Not really. All right. Anyway, moving along. Community Spotlight this week is something that Corey and I found right before we started, and that is Games That Give. So basically, they are a company that are putting up together Facebook games that you can play, and it kind of helps donate money to charity while you're killing time playing the game. So a couple of the sponsors are like Pepsi, MasterCard, Dial Soap, and some of the charities that are benefiting from this are like Habitat for Humanity, UNICEF, Ronald McDonald House Charity. So there are a lot of really great charities here, especially I know the Ronald McDonald House charities. They're the ones that, you know, run places for families to live while their children are, you know, seeking medical attention in a hospital. I know here in Cincinnati at our Cincinnati Children's, we have the second largest Ronald McDonald House in the nation. So, you know, that's definitely something that so check it out on Facebook, and it's gamesthatgive.net. Did that pretty much cover it, I think?
Yeah, I think that pretty much did it in a nutshell. If you guys want more, go to the website and get all the details is what you guys need to do. So, I mean, get in there, get active, somebody do something. So.
Yep. And again, if you guys have something you'd like to have shown up on Community Spotlight, doesn't necessarily have to be a charity. It could be just someone that's making a difference on behalf of the entire industry. You know, like when my wife's class is coming up again in the summer. The summer starts in middle of June, I think, here at the University of Cincinnati. Take that. It's about video games and philosophy. So that's just something to keep in mind. So if you guys have something, send me an email. It's bbentley@aggregamer.com. And let's keep moving along. It's something I actually got a lot of good response on, which is the Care Don't Care segment of the show.
Ah, yes.
I don't know if people have said stuff to you, but I got a lot of people who sent me either an email or just a text message said, hey, I really like this a lot. This was really good.
I got a few messages saying that people were surprised on my caring about kittens.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think I was kind of excited about that because I didn't know you cared about kittens. So I think that kind of cleared the air there. So
just, you know, it did. It was nice to get off my chest.
All right. See, David does care. And thankfully we have so few people to listen that it didn't get out.
Exactly. My reputation didn't suffer too badly.
You're not tarnished. We're good.
All right, so here we go again. We have 8 topics.
Oh, God.
Start care, don't care. Corey, you will start, and then we'll go to David, and then we'll switch off for each one. So first topic, care, don't care. Corey, esports.
Care. I have to care. Are you kidding? I like World of Warcraft. And who wants to do a gigantic Battlegrounds, World of Warcraft-style, I mean, official esports gaming? Blizzard, I'm in. You have StarCraft 2. You have every Blizzard game out there, possibly getting in e-gaming. Counter-Strike, hello. Any FPS shooter out there. Esports is the next generation of, I mean, sports, really. We sit there and we watch football all day, baseball all day, soccer all day, football in Europe, but it's gaming. Games are the ultimate media. They're art now, they're sports, they're playable. I mean, esports, I'm in, I'm for it. I will sit in a bar and I will drink a beer and I will watch somebody play StarCraft 2. Enough said.
David?
See, this is one of those... I'm really kind of split down the middle because I care and I don't care because in some cases I could see I like having competitive gaming as a sport because there's certain games out there that, you know, you could actually sit and watch and have all the anticipation, all that stuff, but I could shoot myself in the face faster than I would want to sit down and watch somebody else play World of Warcraft.
You can just watch me. I will live stream it for you. Don't worry.
And I will sit down and shoot myself in the face. I don't understand. The whole point of that is, you know, to actually play the game yourself. But, like, just recently here in Vegas, there was the huge PDP Mortal Kombat tournament.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that was really cool. I mean, even though we all knew Justin Long was walking away with the 10 grand prize from the start, it was still an interesting event to hear about. And it was just people coming out and putting their skills to the test. Because in the end, a fighting game, there is a lot of hand-eye coordination, a little skill. You gotta remember all the moves and all that stuff. So, and like I said, I'm kind of split down the middle that I care and I don't care. Because for people who aren't huge athletic people, it allows them to use their skill in a different in a way that, you know, a high school football player can.
I concur completely. I agree with that 100%. I think that it's nice to see an actual sport out there that anybody can participate in. Anybody, literally.
I'm gonna have to say don't care.
What?
I mean, just I. What? Freaking okay, you know head. What they had on that Championship Gaming series, and it was actually kind of interesting, except for when they had DJ Wheat talking, because that guy is the biggest fucking tool.
But it's not, I mean, you can't base it off of the host.
He started talking, and I'm like, I'm losing interest, and I stopped caring. Although they had that one British guy on there, he would do the soccer games, he was actually kind of interesting. It was weird. I think they need to find a different way of getting the medium across to have it be more mainstream. So I think if they did have a way of doing that better than, because obviously the Championship Gaming Series went under big time, WCG Ultimate Gamer, for as much as I want to like it, I mean, it's not very good. So if they had a better way of getting the medium into, you know, like a television, then yes, I think I would want to watch it, but I don't care much.
So you need a better host. You need like to have like those old
like
school.
Me.
You need like a soccer guy. You know,
challenge accepted. Somebody friends it will do it. I'm saying it right now. Somebody puts money out, we will do this.
You guys need like a soccer announcer that's going to be out there announcing like. Literally Mortal Kombat. Be like, oh, he's going over there, he's got an uppercut, he's got a low punch, he goes, he rips it out of his spine.
Oh, he's ripping the guy off and swinging the blood around. Oh, he got splashed in the face. Oh, here comes the X-ray move.
And you know what's
always what a nut shot from Johnny Cage.
And it's always going to be like, and here we go, winner is Sub-Zero! For like 2 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe then I would be engaged. I would want to watch.
Oh, jeez. I can't wait for that.
All right. All right. Number two, David, you start us off. The Nintendo Wii price drop.
I honestly don't care at all. That's partially because I have one. But it's just a way for them to get more of the Wii out there before they put out their Wii HD or whatever the hell it's going to be called, their Project Cafe.
Yeah.
It's just a way to get more of them off the shelf so that when the new one comes out, they don't have a bunch of back stock. Or overstock or whatever. So I really don't care.
Corey?
Don't care. Wii is old news. Give me the new console. I'm done. What's next generation? Move on.
The only reason why I do care is, one, because you both said don't care. But two, if you actually read my article from a week or so ago, the reason I really care about this is because it's another one of those things where they've said, oh yeah, you know, we dropped the price, but then they took out like the most important game that they have basically still on the console, which is Wii Sports, and now you have to buy that separately, and then you have to buy extra controllers, and it just turns out to be this massive expenditure, and the people who still don't have Wiis that are the ones that this is aimed towards are the people who, you know, they're not, I don't want to say they're not savvy, because, you know, maybe that, you know, they're waiting for this price drop, so maybe they're frugal in that way, but, you know, on the other hand, they're not used to buying consoles, so they're going to get suckered by this. It seems like a deal, but it really isn't. All right. Corey, to you, start us off. The PSN getting hacked again.
Okay. We gotta give them the benefit of the doubt. Everybody gets hacked. Sony was already down. It happened again. They were in a bad position. It was a matter of time. It was announced. We knew it was coming. They didn't get hit nearly as hard as they could have. Cause I think obviously they were a little bit better prepared, but still they were in a limbo. So there was no way they were gonna be completely fully recovered. I mean, we just got it not even a couple days ago. So it's finally back up. They're working on it. They're making it better. It got hacked. Okay. No deal. We lost. I mean, they put out, what did they post? 2,500 people's information on a website that ended up getting pulled down within a couple of minutes. It's really not that big of a deal. It's not as catastrophic. And I think that Sony's marketing department handled it 8,000 times better than they did with the original hack. So, don't care. Move on.
Mr. David.
See, I do care, but not for the issues of Sony getting hacked or my information getting out there. I care that I hope these fucktards who think they're having a good time with it get caught. Because, I mean, even if it's, you know, quote, anonymous or whatever, who's supposed to be out there for consumer rights and all that stuff, I'm getting fucked over by these assholes because they're shutting down my online service. They're shutting down my way to purchase stuff online. I've got to fucking worry about my information now being sold around, which I'm pretty sure has already happened with a few of the phone calls I've received and all that stuff. Right. And now Sony's getting hit for the, you know, having to pay for everybody's a year's worth of credit watching. And it's like all this undue needed attention towards Sony is more screwing over the consumer more than it is actually the company.
Right.
You know, and to me it's like I really do hope whoever's got Sony on the job finds these assholes, bends them over a table, and then sends them to pound me in the ass prison.
It's going to happen. They're going to get caught. I mean, everybody gets caught in the end, honestly. So it's just a matter of time. And when it does get caught, they will be, I mean, gamer crucified, honestly. Gamers are going to be like, you know what, throw them out, be done with them. And Sony is obviously going to put everything in place to protect themselves better next time. So...
That I'm also kind of curious. Who the fuck has that much time to find out how to work an exploit like that on the web browser? Because it was a way to reset somebody's password on a web browser if you had their personal information.
Well, they're starting to blame Amazon for a large portion of it right now because Amazon and the whole new cloud system that they just put into place, that's been a lot of where the hack originally came from, apparently over some private IRQ chat. Some hackers that said they were the ones that did it, they said that was the reason, is because of this new cloud computing, the information is out there, it's more available, it's a little bit easier to get to, and Amazon's new cloud service was the reason they got into it. So, it's Amazon's fault.
No, it's these assholes who decide they're going to go out there's fault. Doesn't matter if it's Amazon or Sony.
Exactly. I agree. Right. Concur. Brian, what do you think?
I was just going to say don't care, just from the simple fact that, David has very, very, you know, valid concerns, and I totally agree with everything he said. But on the other hand, it's just kind of getting laughable.
Yeah.
But I mean, David makes an excellent point because, you know, we are the ones that are totally getting screwed by this.
I will tell you, you asked me this in like 2 weeks when Dungeons and Dragons Daggerdale, something like that. The new downloadable content from Dungeons & Dragons comes out, and I can play 4 players on PlayStation. If the PlayStation Network gets down again and I can't play that, I will have beef. Just saying.
Okay. Ooh, a little scary. All right, so number 4, I believe that it puts David up front. Mm-hmm. Pennies.
Pennies.
Yeah.
I don't care about pennies. I live in a digital age. I would have a barcode branded on my hand if need be. I do not like carrying cash. If somebody's going to try to steal my money, I want them to have to try to cut my hand off. So, that's my feeling on pennies. Stupid piece of zinc and copper.
Corey.
I hate pennies. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I hate pennies. You know why? You know why? Because they're always the last coin left in your pocket. Whenever you do your laundry, it's always the last thing at the bottom of the washing machine. It's always the one piece of... It's the one coin that's stuck in the cushion of your couch. And you know what? It takes 100 pennies for a dollar. I don't want to collect 100 pennies. You know what I want? I want 4 quarters. You know? I want 20 nickels. I don't want 100 pennies. That's a lot of freaking change. And
what
you know
about
what
10 dimes?
I would take 10
that's
dimes.
Too much.
10 dimes you're pushing it. That's you're starting to get into that, you know, double digits type deal. Even with the nickels, we're getting into double digits there. But pennies? You know what? I don't care that Abraham Lincoln's on it. What? Maybe if you called it something cooler like Canada, how they have the loon. Give me a loon. I want to have a loony.
You know, a loony and a toony?
But that's $1 and $2? It's yeah. More than a penny? Oh, yeah, I don't need pennies. Don't ever give me a penny again. I don't, you know what, when I walk by on the street and I look down and there's a penny and its head is up, I don't care. I don't want good luck because all it's going to do is end up in my washing machine. That's all I'm saying.
Every time I think about pennies, I always think about the old Wayne's World top five list, top five worst Halloween treats. Number four, pennies.
Agreed.
All right, back to Corey for number five.
Well, what do you think about pennies, Brian?
You know, I'm actually a fan of pennies. I've actually done some penny collecting on my own. I actually have a 1943 steel penny from when they sent all the copper to be used to make bullets, and so I like me a penny, you know, every once in a while. Well, although they have the ones with the new designs on the back, I didn't feel that. I wasn't feeling that.
But the quarter's okay. The quarter looks good. You know why? Because the quarter's bigger than a penny, so you can make out the damn picture.
Because you only need four of them for
you only need four of them for a dollar.
It's not double digits. It's only four of them.
God.
You don't need 100 pennies to, you know, see all of the different designs.
Yeah.
sorry.
All right, worst topic ever.
All right, so Corey, it's on to you.
Okay.
MMOs on consoles.
Okay. It's not ready yet. It's not ready. I care. I care deeply. I care deeply about this because it's not ready. I firmly believe that consoles are not at that point to house an MMO, as we've seen with DC Universe Online. It's a good game. If PlayStation was up. It's clever, it's fun, it's the action genre, but if you go on right now, it's like Ghostlands. There's barely anybody on, it's just small little niches of people, it's not to the level that City of Heroes was, Dungeons & Dragons Online. I mean, it's the PlayStation, the Xbox, even the Wii, they're not ready for the next EverQuest. They do not have the infrastructure for it, and they do not have the team to provide the support for such a medium, and I would love for that to happen. I would really like to be able to play with hundreds of my friends on my PC, and they're playing on their PlayStation, and it actually stick. So, I mean, when that happens, that'll just be... Honestly, I think that if they built like a Halo MMO and put it on Xbox and PlayStation and PC... and made it cross-platform, you would have something there. But until that happens, it's not ready. So I care, I watch, I'm looking for the next MMO. Every time they say that they're going to do one for a console, I'm looking for it, I want to try it, I want to see what it's going to do. I just want to see what's going to stick. So yes, I care.
And to David.
See, I care, but for slightly different reasons. I care because the MMO... is to the video game industry as porn is to video and the internet, is it pushes the industry. Because right now, MMOs are pushing the video game industry to get a perfect cross-platform. Because there's very, very few video games out there that are truly cross-platform that you could actually, I could sit at home and play on my PS3 while, say, Corey's playing on his PC and you're playing on your Xbox, and we could all play together.
I agree.
I think the MMO is trying to push that to where no matter what platform you're playing on, whatever you prefer, you're still going to be able to play that game with your friends.
That's just a breakthrough.
Like, just kind of like how Portal 2 did it, where I could be playing on my PS3 and play with Corey on his PC. That way we don't have to have the same console. We just have to have a copy of the game on our preferred platform, but we could still play together.
Exactly. You should not be limited to play a game with your friends because you do not have the correct console.
And I believe that the MMO is pushing it because there can be good money made in an MMO if you can get it cross-platform.
Yep.
Kind of how DC Universe tried to do it.
They were close. They had a good launch. I wish I would have saw more from them, but I think that the whole PlayStation being down thing and Sony being hacked, that really put a damper on it. I mean...
Killed them.
Yeah. Brian, what do you think?
I'm going to go with don't care just because I like MMO where it is right now. I totally understand, you know, what you're talking about, David, and I agree that I like that it's pushing the envelope, but there's just something about, you know, I have a WSAD under my fingertips on one hand, and on the other hand I have a mouse, and I'm able to smash buttons and click wherever I want, and I guess I might be a little fashioned or something. I don't know.
Well, that all just comes down to good game design. If you can design it to where all the controls function similar with a handheld controller as it does to a keyboard and mouse.
But unfortunately, there's too many. I agree with Brian in that aspect, is that there's a lot of keys on a keyboard that you can remap. Even for a mouse, there's a lot of, if you have like a Razer mouse, you can have all of your functions and hotkeys assigned to just that mouse. There are only so many keys, or I'm sorry, buttons on a controller. And if you're going to play PlayStation or Xbox with a keyboard, you might as well be playing on a PC, personally. So. Still care.
I just call that cheating that you have all those mappings for all your mice. You should have to press the F1 key and, you know, reach over and press the other key so you're not running no more.
I don't have to do that because I wake up and I piss excellence, so I don't have to worry about
that. Why are you pissing on your keyboard?
I don't have to piss on my keyboard. I'm gonna pee on its excellence. So.
All right, so it's David, it's back to you. Mm-hmm. Mass Effect 3 being delayed. Care or don't care?
I obviously don't care at all. I haven't played the first two, so I don't know what the huge hype is about behind it. I've been trying to figure a way to get to play the first two, but honestly, it's never been a franchise that caught my attention. So I know everybody else and their mother loves the hell out of it. And I know it's pissed off a lot of people, or upset a lot of people that they gotta wait longer. But honestly, I don't care, because I think in my article I wrote about it, I put down that hopefully it's to, you know, improve everything, which is most of the time what happens when you push out a launch, is to improve either gameplay, graphics, audio, anything. And it's not like nobody's gonna buy Mass Effect 3 anyways.
Right. To you, Corey?
Don't care. I really don't. I agree with David on that aspect. If there's something wrong with the game, or they want to do some polish, and they want to push it back and make it that much better, I think the gaming community is understanding at this point. We're pretty much, you see this phenomenal game, you see it's coming out, you get a release date, and they're like, you know what, we're going to push it back a year. Okay, because you know you're going to get more features, you're going to get more awesome, you're going to get better graphics, they're going to clean it up, they're going to polish it up, and they're going to spend the necessary time to make that a great game. And if Mass Effect 3 is not to the standards that they want it to be, I'll wait. I will gladly wait. And when it comes out, it's going to be a cinematic experience that I will be happy that I paid for, and I'm a patient guy. There's plenty of games in between now and then, and I'll wait for it. So don't care. Just let me know when it comes out and when you guys are done, and we'll go from there.
I feel exactly the same way. I just put it up there because I didn't know if you guys, like, you know, and maybe this is, again, another topic for the future, but it's, you know, there are times where games are being delayed, and I think that we know that it's being delayed because it really just blows, and they're trying to figure something out. And then there are times like I feel like that, like this, where they just need to put some more polish into it to make the game that they feel is going to be the best possible game that they can put out. And Corey, you're right. I mean, like, people are understanding. I think that's one of the best things about having a more mature audience, you know, as far as the average age of a gamer, that, you know, those people then, you know, they have, it's not you know, mommy, get me this. It's more like, you know, I really want this awesome game, and I'm going to wait for it, you know.
People want the experience. I mean, I really think that if these gaming companies started, and only because I'm on the WoW bandwagon again, if they really started picking up Blizzard's, silence? If they picked up Blizzard's, game announcements, just their press, if they just understood, like, Blizzard tells you, we're making Diablo 3. Everybody's like, oh my god, when's it coming out? Then they, you know what their answer is? It's ready when it's ready. And I really wish a lot of gaming companies would say, it's ready when it's ready, rather than saying, it'll be out in June. Oh snap, we won't see it till fourth quarter.
But there's so few franchises that could do that. Like, yeah, Call of Duty, they could easily say, it'll be out when it's out. Even though we all know it's going to be out every November, October or so.
It's something that we bank on at this point. But there's games like
the next Spider-Man game, it'll be out when it's out. But, people are like, okay, whatever.
But I think the companies like BioWare, they need to say, you know what, the game's ready when it's ready. Suck it up. People are going to wait. Everybody's going to wait. Everybody waited for, what is the game coming out November 11th? And it's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, help me out of here. Starts with a U. Oh, man. man. Come on, guys. Anybody?
Uncharted 3?
No, but I'm excited for that one, too. And
that begins with a U?
No. It's help me out. Guys, seriously.
I'm working on it.
Somebody Google it before I go insane.
Video game that starts with U.
I want to say Ultima, but it's not. It's, it's going to kill half the show. You guys keep talking. I'm gonna think of it. I'm going to just, like, pipe in all of a sudden.
Chessmaster.
Skyrim.
Oh, okay.
Elder
okay.
Scrolls?
Yeah, Elder
Wait,
Scrolls.
There,
let's start with a U.
There are no U's in that. Whatever. Whatsoever. I'm just saying.
Not a single U.
Fuck you.
I'm just saying. What? There isn't.
You know
Elder
what?
Scrolls Skyrim.
You know
no
what?
U's.
I mistook the Y for a U. No, there was a U. There was an F and there was a U. That's where it was. The F and the U. That's where it was. Okay, so Elder Scrolls. But regardless, I was looking at something completely different. But no, Elder Scrolls is coming out in November 11th, 2011. And people have waited years for the next Elder Scrolls genre. So, suck it up.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Is that like what?
Like waiting for Duke?
No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep moving along. Yeah. Corey, to you, number 7, contests for free trips to E3.
Yeah. I don't care because I'm not going. Because I'm not getting to go this year. I don't think anybody should get to go. Personally, that would include you guys. So I don't want you guys to go. I don't want anybody to go. I want E3 to be an empty wasteland. No, honestly, I don't care. I think that that's great. I think the contests should be run all the time. And I think any kid that's never been to E3, or adult for that matter, should get to go at least one time in their life to actually experience it. And I don't care. Just, you know what, good luck, and I hope you win the next contest.
See, I'm going to have to go the complete other route, and I do care about these contests, because they make it so hard for media and even some industry people to get into these things, like people that need to be there or deserve to be there because it's their job, yet there's sites that are giving away 4 free passes,
yep.
And some people have, like us, we had to bend over backwards to get 2 passes to go. And these other sites get, you know, they're 12 people plus extra passes. And all they're going to send is some random guy from the internet who decided to put his name into the hat.
Right.
And they're going to go, they're not going to do anything except for fill lines, play the game, and tell maybe 6 people, you know, what they saw and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, I guess, and I'm just going to kind of build off of what David said is, you know, these are the people that are standing for 2 hours to play the 3DS at E3 last year. You know, where legitimate people are trying to do their jobs are unable to do so because these people are standing in line, and all they're there is to be able to play something beforehand, get swag, and then say, "I was so cool." Like, I mean, I do feel cool when I'm there, but I don't go around saying, like, I'm better than everyone else because I got to do this one thing, you know, and I'm only here to pick up T-shirts and, you know, play video games. I mean, like, we're there to work.
Yeah, you go there and you do all that, and then you spend 6 or 7 hours in a hotel room afterwards writing up everything for everybody else to read who couldn't get in.
Right.
Whereas these people are going to show up. Like last year, it was like for just to see Mortal Kombat, not even play it, just to see it. I had to wait 1 hour and 45 minutes in line, even with my media reservation and everything, my appointment and everything, because the line was that long and they had to push so many people through. And there had to have been, out of the 100 people standing there, maybe 10 people that needed to see it for their job. Everybody else just wanted to see it because they could. And, I mean, on top of that, not only do you have people like this walking around, but you also get, I mean, it's just so people know, it's not just, you know, it's supposed to be for press and industry and all that. But when you're there, even when you're press and industry standing there in line to go, you also got to fight with everybody who's working the booths, who's on a break. let alone the people that are just there because they won a contest or somehow knew somebody and got their way in.
Right, exactly. You know, I also find it unfair that all these contests popped up the same time where they tightened the what it took to actually get in from a media and other industry standpoint. They buckled down on that, but then they just let people have contests. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
And there's sites that like don't have as many they don't have as much many views either, and they're running contests. Like, I've seen a few out there that are running contests that I'm sure are probably going to have two or three people due to the media restrictions. I mean, yeah, you'll have the IGN and the G4s who get all the viewership and all that stuff, but I can understand them having a contest for one or two people.
Right.
But there's a few sites out there that are just slightly larger than AgroGamer who are having a contest to send one person.
Yeah. That is something not right. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
If you guys really want a contest out there, screw the contest. Pay for us to go. We'll give you all the details and, hey, I'll send you a free shirt, too.
Yeah. That sounds good. I'm down with that. I have shirts from last year if you want one.
I got tons of shirts, too. Every year I get more and more.
All right. Well, okay.
Somebody wants to pay our way, I'll send them all the shirts I get.
Word. I'm down with that. Seriously, let us know. All right, David, you get to start off the last question.
All right.
The We're Sorry package from PlayStation.
Just like the first one, I'm kind of split on it. I care and I don't care. I care because I understand it's a PR gimmick they're trying to do, which they stole from me.
That's right.
My last podcast was up there 5 days before they had their press conference. So they stole that idea from me. And it's a good way to show people they're honestly sorry. Because, I mean, that's two free games. If you only had a North America account, so that's two free games. 30 days free for PS Plus if you didn't have it. 30 days if an extra 30 days no matter which way you look at it, pretty much. And a bunch of movie rentals and all that stuff for losing a free service. To me, that's a really cool deal. They didn't have to do dick for us because it's a free service in general. I mean, PS Plus people I can understand, but the people who don't pay a dime to the PSN are now getting a ton of free shit.
Right.
But I also don't care because it's really just a bunch of their old stuff they're trying to give away anyways. Like, if you don't have Little Big Planet already, you probably don't really care that the PSN's been down. I don't have Infamous, so when it comes back up, that's definitely a game I'll probably be getting for free.
Me too.
But, everybody I've read online who's talking about it already owns all these games they're giving away for free. And in the end, they're going to make out that they've got the extra the free 30 days and these movie rentals. And that's pretty much it. So, it's kind of a mixed thing. It's a nice gesture they're doing because they really didn't have to do anything.
Right.
But in the end, the gesture is kind of a empty gesture because they're giving away what most of their hardcore fans and even some of their medium core fans already have. And they stole my idea.
Most important thing, they stole your idea.
That's right.
Corey.
I care. You know why I care? Because I'm one of those guys that has a PlayStation and doesn't own Little Big Planet.
I don't believe you own any of those games that are on that list.
I don't. That's so I'm like excited. Like, this is free swag for me. I'm like, I'm excited to get Wipeout HD plus Fury. I'm like, oh snap! Corey's gonna be playing rhythm games all night long. Oh yeah!
If you'd have thought of that, you'd have a European account, so now you've got two extra free games.
Exactly. See, but here's the thing: is that being a non-paying customer, being able to get access to all of this and see all of this is really cool. To get 30 days free of the PlayStation Plus, to get 30 days free of the Curiosity. By the way, it's Curiosity. I don't understand why all these podcasts and blogs are having a problem pronouncing it. Curiosity. It's clever. It's just say the way that it spells. I don't understand why people are having so much trouble with it. I like that I'm getting 30 days free. I like that I'm getting Music Unlimited. I like that I'm getting a bunch of free crap in my PlayStation Home. I don't have to buy it. And it's going, honestly, for a non-paying customer, I'm excited to get in this, and this could possibly make me a paying customer after 30 days. I may just say, you know what, I will keep PlayStation Plus. There's a lot of cool stuff on here that I want to play. My wife may go, you know what, Corey, I want to play Angry Birds. Hey, I'm a PlayStation Plus member, I'm going to get Angry Birds. It's an incentive is what it is, and that's all it is. Yes, it's a bunch of games that a lot of people don't have. I mean, they're still supporting the PSP and the PlayStation 3 and the whole PSN network as a whole. And they're basically saying, we made this mistake, we're really sorry, and we're glad to have you as customers and that you're going to stick through with us. So it is an appreciation program. It's not necessarily an apology, and it's nice that, yes, they are going to give it away, but it's nice that they're giving it away for free. So I'm all for it, I do care, and it's 30 days after it's been live, I think is what it is. So in 30 days, I'll be all up on it and like 3 feet in PlayStation's butt just to get my free swag.
So. And I want my royalties from using my idea, PlayStation marketing team.
Should have trademarked that. Get on it, man.
Because you look at that. You might have already gotten another PSN member or PS Plus member because of my idea, which was exactly to get more PS Plus members.
Exactly. No, I only care just in the fact that I only own one of those three, one of those four games. So I'd love free games, and you know, I think that this is just, it's a lot in the sense that there's a bunch of different things, which I think is really great. But I don't feel like it's not overkill, but it's enough to say, you know, we understand that we're taking a hit on this, and we want to do this for you. So I think it really is. It's the best step that they've made since it's gone down. It's really the only positive step they've made since it's gone down.
Agreed.
I agree. Even though they're not paying me for it.
Right. Exactly. All right. So that is our don't care, our care don't care. So we got to keep
tight.
We're cutting it a little closer than I wanted to. So the main topic we want to talk about today is the UGO IGN merger and then separation from Fox News or Fox. What
News
is the official?
Corp.
Thank
News
you,
Corp.
News Corp. That's exactly what I was trying to think of. Get right into it, but here's kind of how I've been feeling about ever since they started the announcement of this. It is, I have a real problem with the fact that this is, you know, GameSpy, you know, IGN, 1UP, UGO, you know, four major, you know, game industry journalists, you know, enthusiast press are going to be into one giant, you know, conglomerate, and my fear is that we're going to start moving more, like, and believe me, we're already at this point where, you know, a lot of the games press is already a lot more entertainment than actual journalism, and this is just simply going to move it even further away from actual journalistic integrity. And I'm not saying that we are a bastion of, you know, journalistic integrity or anything like that, but I mean,
we're no Jessica Showbot teaming up with Ryan Dunn from Jackass for ratings.
Hey, right. I could be Jessica Showbot. I could do that.
I'll be Ryan Dunn. Let's do this.
Done. Game on.
I can't wait to see Corey in a bikini.
I know you can.
Let's
make
this. There's
a lot of viewers that can't either. It's coming. Don't worry.
I don't want
to. I'll be sure to have the sledgehammer ready.
But bottom line, I mean, we're talking about that there's this giant conglomerate. There'll be Shaq News, GameSpot, which is owned by CBS, and Kotaku would be the other major player. And they stopped having journalistic integrity the minute that site went up. So, you know, that's not what I want. That's not what I want this industry press to be. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I just feel like this is just going to turn into one giant marketing campaign and advertisement.
I can completely see that happening. I mean, it already it already happens now with just general news as well. I work with a bunch of people who do the local newspaper here. And when Fallout New Vegas came out, everybody and every main editor there got the huge deluxe edition just so they can give a good review.
Oh,
and, well, I'm not sure, you know, it wasn't like they were trying to buy it or buy them or anything like that, but, you know, obviously people who no longer deserve, who shouldn't be playing these games and reviewing them, were getting huge copies of these things to try to push them. Because they wanted the press, whether it was good press, bad press, anything, they wanted news out there. Because even bad press is still press.
Right.
And just doing this and moving them into kind of an entertainment type, I mean, as they've moved into an entertainment type genre, that's all that's going to perpetuate is not people who are gamers and giving the information to gamers, but journalists who are pretending to be gamers giving the information to gamers. If that makes sense.
No, it makes total sense.
Which is where we need to have these gaming competitions in there and put, like, you know, pros versus Joes, I guess. These professional reviewers against the professional players. You know, stuff like that. Because, honestly, I don't want somebody who can't beat a level of Mega Man telling me their thoughts on the next Halo game. Or, as I've read in a few reviews, like when Alan Wake came out, some reporter reviewed the entire game, and at the very end in their little footer, straight out said they played the first two levels and that was it.
The funny, you know, the funny thing about that, and it, just to kind of build off of that is, you know, and my wife talks about this all the time, Vanessa talks about, you know, when they do these studies, you know, on games, especially with, like, in terms of violence in games and their effects on people, is, you know, some of these people who are doing this research, they can't get past the first level. And they're basing their entire research off of one level.
Yeah.
The very first level.
I mean, if you're going to do a research paper on violence in video games and you gave them the mission from Modern Warfare 2 where all it is you're walking through the airport gunning down everybody, that you're going to get a completely different, you know, set of results out in the, if you made them play the entire game.
Right.
Because I can...
But they can't finish the game.
Well, yeah.
That's the thing.
That's a whole other issue, too, is why would you use some people who aren't gamers to do stuff like that?
Right.
Do I get to... My turn? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, throw it in.
Here's my take on the whole thing. I'm a little excited about this, honestly. I'm going to be the one that's going to have the little positive, you know, there's a silver lining in my cloud right here. I'm kind of excited that IGN and UGO are going to be this huge corporation and build this CNN of gaming, basically, because I feel that it's going to open up a doorway for a lot of people like us and other users out there to start building other sites, to start building, you know, it's going to push people to say, you know, I want a site that's going to give the real review of the game. You know, real players, real input, real focus on the game, people that actually want to put the time and investment in games and rather than blogging, but start building basically a competition. I mean, this is the same thing that happened with MySpace, which is funny because News Corp actually owns MySpace. It's the same thing that happened with MySpace and Facebook. MySpace was out there forever and everybody said it's the new hot thing. And then Facebook said, oh yeah, we could do it too and we'll do it better. And look who's in the lead now. I mean, News Corp is looking for a buyer for MySpace. I'm hoping that this kind of entity that is generated between IGN and UGO becomes this big conglomerate that everybody understands. Yeah, it's still just a news site, and they are getting their information based off of people, you know, that generation that doesn't really understand video games. They understand journalism, but they don't understand exactly how to review video games yet. So, with that said, I'm really hoping to see a lot of new blogs coming out, a lot of new websites coming out, a lot of new competition that plans to try and take over, because that's all that's going to happen. There's not enough gaming websites, and with gaming becoming bigger every single day and every single year, it's the new medium. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, and I think this is a great opportunity for us at AgriGamer. I think this is an opportunity for other people out there, and yeah, okay, it's getting bought out. So what? You know what? They're just going to be one big website now, or have just a bunch of subsidiary websites. They're that way now. They're just going to be under a new banner, a new umbrella corporation. No big deal. You're still going to get your Jessica Chobots. You're still going to get your UGOs. You're still going to get your hot 25 women of the day. It's still going to be dudes for gamers. I mean, that's what that whole dudes in gaming. That's what that is, and that's what that demographic is for. And if you look into it based off of their numbers, when this merge happens, if they bring all the traffic from both of those sites, 1 in 4 males will be going to that site. 1 in 4. That is huge. So if you have all these smaller companies, smaller blog sites, smaller, you know, gaming news sites come and start popping up, they're going to pull away from that demographic, and they're just going to pull business from IGN and UGO, and it'll all even out eventually, but people just need to get out their ass and start making some websites. That's all I'm saying.
In an ideal world, that would be the case, but you have more faith in the human nature than I do.
Hey, man, people
are lemmings. If you have one major news conglomerate, everybody's going to take them as doctrine and dogma and listen to everything they say, and all of those smaller groups are just a bunch of, you know, people will see them just as a bunch of hacks. I mean, I see it almost every day where we have huge major news sites and all that stuff, and everybody forgets the little ones. And the traffic never changes. You keep the same niche audience you've always had because they understand it all. But in the end, people are sheep and people are lemmings. They're going to go to where everybody else goes. You said 1 in 4?
1 in 4.
I believe that could go even higher as soon as that one person goes to his four buddies and says, hey, they have everything on this site. They've got naked chicks. They got stupid bimbos doing reviews. You know, they have, you know, people putting forks in their eyes. You got to come to this site and check it out. And they're going to slowly grab those people who are coming to, like, AgroGamer, who are going to all these other little smaller sites, to go there because everybody automatically assumes bigger is better and you have to believe it.
Well, I'm thinking this is going to be an opportunity for a competition, and I'm ready to see what the next best thing is out there. So hopefully, I'm not saying that it's going to happen this summer. I'm not going to say it's going to happen in the next year. But I am going to say that with this happening, there will be somebody that builds something bigger and better. There's always somebody bigger and better out there. Just someone has to develop it.
I truly hope you are right in that. I really.
Well, okay. When we meet next year and we have this podcast, same time, we'll have this discussion, and I'm going to be like, oh, by the way, did you see that awesome company that doesn't have a G in their name? They're amazing, and they do video game websites, and they do all this awesome stuff, and they're called AgroGamer. Oh, wait, we have a G. Shit.
Two Gs. Three Gs.
We are so screwed. We have to change our name. Damn it.
Little known fact, before it was AgroGamer, we actually talked about GameSomnia.
Oh, GameSomnia. Clever.
Still has a D in
it.
Yeah. I guess, you know, what scares me the most is if you ever go to, like, N4G, I guarantee you, top three, one of them has to do with, you know, hot chicks in games. And you're like, what does this have to do with anything? And I just, that is my hugest fear about this, is that is what this is going to be about. And games, you know, and you said it before, Corey, you know, games are art now. You know, games are, you know, we talked about Community Spotlight. You know, games are doing more than just being, you know, completely, you know, misshapen women who, you know, couldn't actually live in real life because they'd fall over. You know, instead of talking about, you know, real women or, you know, actual doing good for people, you know, and it just, I just don't want that to happen, and I just have a huge fear of it.
Well, I'm going to hope for the best in this aspect, and I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, and who knows, maybe I'll build it. You know,
I will be there with you if you build it.
Let's do that.
If you build it, we will come.
There you go. There it is. It's going to be Field of Dreams all over. Field of Video Games is what it's going to be. It's going to, you know what, hear that, UGO and IGN? I'm coming for you. That's it. You heard it here.
You heard it here.
Next year this time, you and I.
Copyright. Trademark.
Yeah, Corey, you better copyright that now. You better copyright that shit now because you saw what happened
to
David.
Hold on a second. Google trademark. Hold on a second. Lawyer.
Yeah, I got screwed by Sony, so.
Hold on. I'm sending an email to Mark Zuckerberg right now.
Alright. That was, I'm going over my time, so I have to get this wrapped up so David can get out of here. So yeah, if you guys, I can't say to like us on iTunes or whatever because last episode didn't get up there. But keep an eye out on aggregamer.com. Visit all the articles we've been writing, especially my review on the Subsonic Race and Pro Chair, which reminds me, I played Gran Turismo 5. I forgot about that.
Ooh, how was it?
It was actually really, really good, and especially being able to play with a wheel made all the difference in the world. It really did. Crazy. Anyway.
Well, hopefully all our technical difficulties will be solved by the time this one goes up, and we'll be able to get both the last podcast and this one up on iTunes and all that stuff.
That would be beautiful.
Indeed.
That would be
indeed.
Beautiful.
And guys, we love your comments. I mean, we got a lot of good feedback on the last one that we posted, so anything that you guys think, you know, anything that you guys hear or have thoughts about or just want to understand, or I mean, honestly, if you guys want to see us add to the show, by all means, let us know in the comments on aggregamer.com, and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd like to also say I did not get one single piece of hate mail. I am kind of severely upset. I have undersold myself. I need more hate mail.
I will send you something.
Awesome.
I'm emailing you as we speak.
I just need to be more outrageous, I think, in these things to get more hate mail, because I got absolutely nothing last time.
Well, you know why. It's because you
like kittens. I didn't call bitches crazy.
It's because you like kittens, I'm just saying.
And I do like kittens.
Yeah. That was probably it. Yeah. You can't, if you say you love kittens, you automatically cannot get hate mail. It's in the rules.
There's like laws against that, man.
Well, I'm going to go home. I'm going to go eat a kitten now.
You can't take that back, man.
Yeah, you can't take it back.
I like kittens because they taste delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
you heard it here first. Confirmed.
Yeah, David is like the Colonel Sanders of kitten.
It's finger licking out.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Someone did. I'm glad that was me. All right. So that is episode 81. We will be trying to get this up as soon as possible. And I'm thinking, since I'm probably off for the next week, maybe in 2 weeks or something, we'll try to get this back together again. So I want to thank David and Corey. I want to thank you guys for being on
again.
Thank
you for having us.
Oh, and I'm going to throw out one more thing. Also, guys, twitter.com/aggregamer. Anything that you guys want us to talk about or anything that you guys have on your mind, just get us out there on Twitter and just let us know what you think. Or if you have something that you guys want us to talk about or add into the show, and if you have comments, questions, complaints,
if you got a hate mail and say you want to say I'm an asshole, feel free to say it to AggroGamer as well.
Because we will on air. And if you have a problem with David eating kittens, you can take it up with him. And if you're worried about Brian and his medical leave and his vacations, or if you're in Ireland and want to hook up with the guy, absolutely send the guy on Twitter. Let us know on twitter.com/AggroGamer.
Yeah, we also have Facebook, right, Dave?
Yes, we do.
Lies.
All right. Is it facebook.com/aggregamer?
I don't remember the full link. It wasn't exactly.
All right. Just do it. Just do a search on Facebook for us. Yeah. You should have already liked us anyway, so just look in your like list.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you like that?
If you just search aggregamer, it's facebook.com/pages/aggregamer, just so we're clear, kids.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Corey's not as lazy as we
are. Apparently people are high on kittens. That's what the problem is.
Kittens.
All right, from the pet shop, where we have a lot of kittens lying around, we will see you next time.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Later.